Because of the pandemic and rules implemented by hospitals, Americans haven't been able to sit with their loved ones as they die, even people who don't have COVID-19. Some clinicians are now asking whether that is the right call. Leslie McClurg from member station KQED has this story about death and dying alone.
A man in his 80s lies in bed with his eyes closed inside Mercy Hospital of Folsom near Sacramento. He's listening to recorded nature sounds.
Hey, Bill. You gave us a little scare this morning. Your heart rate kept dropping.
Bill has many chronic conditions, including pneumonia. Erin Wemmer is his palliative care coordinator at the hospital. She worries Bill won't make it through the day. He begins to spell out the word mother.
Your mother? Are you seeing her?
Bill gently nods and closes his eyes. Wemmer leaves the room to call Bill's wife. Until recently, the hospital didn't allow family, even at the end. And this really bothers Wemmer.
Thank God it's not what it was, but it's still horrible.
The hospital just started allowing visitors for non-COVID patients.
For 6 to 8 months, it was a hard no.
They were not letting anyone in.
Kenneth Newton didn't get to say goodbye to his mom. He lives in Petaluma in Northern California. His mom developed cancer while she was living in a nursing home in Tennessee. His mother was alone in her room as her health declined.
Food was delivered to them and someone to make sure she took her pills.
Newton and his four siblings called regularly. And then last January, they got the dreaded call back. His mom died at 92 without any family.
My mom didn't die of COVID, but COVID did not make my mom's, you know, last years good. She was by herself. And, you know, I don't think this is how it's supposed to be.
The family hasn't planned a memorial and hasn't felt safe to travel. Usually families grieve together.
I'm dealing with the mechanics and logistics and, yeah, the things that kind of make you feel worse in some ways. You know, the things that you feel guilty about.
Newton wants closure.
And I don't get to say goodbye yet. We're supposed to cry with everyone around us, right? We're supposed to cry.
Seeing heartbreak like Newton's over and over is why clinicians are starting to question the strict restrictions that kept families apart. At her hospital, Erin Wemmer's job is to help families let go when the time comes, which is hard to do over a screen or the phone.
I am sure we are going to be dealing with a lot of PTSD on so many different levels between our staff, our patients who do survive.
She worries about the patients who spent weeks and months alone. They may never heal from the emotional trauma of so much isolation during a very vulnerable time.
And then the families, how traumatic it can be for them to have that loved one in the hospital and the ups and downs of that.
And then the healthcare workers. Numerous studies show clinicians are suffering from PTSD, depression, anxiety, or insomnia. COVID cases just started picking up again at Wemmer's hospital. This time, patients are younger, including people under 30 connected to ventilators.
It's very heavy. I tell my husband I have nothing left.
Families still can't visit loved ones with COVID, even if they're vaccinated, meaning those patients still mostly die alone. For NPR News, I'm Leslie McClurg in Sacramento.